upon me to share tonight. It's just going to be a brief thought because I want to give some more time to the missionary updates. But would you go with me to the book of James? The book of James, chapter 5. Book of James, chapter 5. So, our brother James here is exhorting, I do believe, Jewish believers in this first context, and then he will deal with those that are without the Lord. Let's do this. I want to start up actually in chapter 4. I want to start up in chapter 4 and verse 13. The Bible says, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." Let's stop there and have a word of prayer. Again, Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. And we do come tonight hungry for you, hungry to hear your voice through your word. And Lord, we are in desperate need of your move upon our lives. And God, we just pray that you would illumine hearts and minds tonight with this truth of making sure, Lord God, that you alone are our priority before we do anything. Help us, Lord, to understand the importance of putting you first before our own plans. Oh God, we need your help in this. Meet needs tonight, we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Has anybody ever here had the problem of just getting ahead of yourself, jumping the gun, making a quick decision, and then you look back and you think, man, why didn't I take some more time to think that through? We've all been there and done that, but I want to tell you what's even worse than that is that when we get ahead of God, that's dangerous. And that's exactly what James is encouraging these believers here about. He's exhorting them. He's talking to Jewish believers that were merchants and they were focused on thriving in their wealth. They were focused on thriving in their endeavor to make money and to do this and that. And so he's going to deal with that very, very clearly. And I just want to share this thought with you tonight that let's make sure that we are including God in all of our plans. Every moment of every day, may He be the one that we are seeking when we're making our decisions. Now, I know you may think, well, of course, Pastor, we're to do that, you know. But do we do that? Do we seek the mind of the Lord? And I believe it all goes back to that communion, that fellowship that we are to have with the Lord continuously. Some of you here that are married perhaps can relate here with me, but when I'm getting ready to make a decision or when we're talking about a family decision, I like to run things by my wife. And then one of the things I'll say, well, honey, what do you think? You know, just let me hear your perspective. I don't do that as much as I should, but it's a really good habit, men, husbands here, Ladies, the same thing. You know, you when you're thinking of something, it's good to come to your husband and say, "Honey, what do you think about this?" And you help with some decision making. Well, can I just give a practical application here? We need to do that constantly throughout the day with our Lord. A simple, soft, and silent prayer that says, "Lord, what do you think about this? Lord, is this your leading?" And I assure you, the Spirit of God will give you confidence. His Spirit will bear witness with your spirit. And you may not get a cloud in the sky type answer, but God wants us to include Him in every move of our lives. With our children, with our workplace, with our church. And sometimes it can be that we only go to God with like big decisions. But I want to assure you right now that these guys here, notice what they were doing. It says that we're going to go to now and today, and they already got today planned, they got tomorrow planned, and said they know what city they're going to, and we will continue there. They had already made their plan that they would be there a year. They said, "We're going to buy and we're going to sell and we're going to get gain. Basically, we're going to get rich. We're going to do well. This is obviously what makes sense, what looks good." And then James gives them a rebuke here, if you will, and says, "Well, wait a minute." I'm going to paraphrase here. He says, "Well, wait a minute. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow." So he brings out two points here, and that's what I want to leave us with tonight. Two points that the reason we should consider God in every decision of our life throughout the day and every day. Number one, we don't know what if tomorrow will ever be in our life. And so therefore, God, help me to live out this day in a way that would be profitable, a way that would honor you, a way that if I would leave today, help me to live well so I can leave well. And so he brings out the point that, wait a minute, you don't know what tomorrow. Does anybody remember the proverb that is basically a parallel verse to this one? Do you remember the proverb that says, "Boast not"? You might remember that one. Proverbs what? 27:1. It says, "Boast not thyself of the morrow," of tomorrow. "For thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." And so the first thing we understand is that we include God. What do you want me to do today? And it is something that we bring before Him often. But then He brings up a second point. He says, not only do you not know what tomorrow is, but do you understand what your life is? Your life is a vapor. And that it appeareth, that word appeareth, and for a little time and then vanisheth away, can be summed up like this. It appears quickly and it vanishes quickly. Those of you that like watching football, I really like watching football in the wintertime. And when it's really cold, like you see some of those Green Bay Packers games, and man, those guys are out there and it's like 10 below or something, or like 5 degrees out on the field, and they're out there, and man, you can just see their breath going out of their helmet, and that's the idea. You see it for a moment and then it vanishes. And that's what our life is. It appears for a moment, it's gone. And everybody's life is like that. Our forefathers, our loved ones that have gone on before us, they've already passed over. Their life was a vapor. Our life is a vapor now. And I believe what he's saying here, do not take your life into your own hands, making your plans on what you're going to do and what you're going to do with your children and your whatever, your retirement, your this and that. You know what you do is you bring all of those plans to the Lord. Bring them to Him. "Lord, I'm yours. What I have is yours. I lack wisdom. I want to live this day in a way that will honor you and put you first. Because this is what it says. He says, this is the way you should be acting, but you're not. He says in verse 15, for that ye ought to say. In other words, this is what you should be saying. If the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But what they were doing is they were boasting that everything was taken care of. They were just going to do what they go do. And some Christians, I'm afraid, have that mentality. They just have that mentality. Well, I'm just going to do what seems right and feels right. And if God doesn't want me doing it, He'll stop me. Well, that's basically boasting. And it's evil. And so what we come to the Lord daily is like, Lord, I need you to guide me today. You're my God today. You're my God every moment. And there are people that need help. There are lives that need to be touched. There are things to do, things not to do. And he'll go on to teach about, in verse 17, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. And what we realize that is that that's not necessarily doing the wrong thing, but it's refusing to do the right thing. And how are we going to know to do the right thing daily in our lives unless we are constantly seeking the face of the Lord? So just let me leave this thought with you. Do not plan your day without seeking God's face daily, moment by moment. He will lead you faithfully. He will lead you and me. And we can avoid a lot of heartache from taking things in our own hands, ending up down a road we never wanted to be on. May His will be done. May He be the center of our reasons for being. Let's pray. Father, I do want to pray right now that you would help each of us to take this truth to heart. I don't know who needed this tonight, but Lord, I certainly did. And I confess to you tonight, Lord, that my life many times is very mechanical. And I don't yield to you and seek your face even in the little plans like I should. And I pray you'd forgive me for that, Lord. And tonight I want to renew my commitment to bringing everything before you, even those things that are good, that may seem automatic, but Lord, it may not be the right timing. Lord, a ministry or a person or a task or a timing, Lord, please give us wisdom. We don't want this life to be about just making money and making our plans. But Lord, we want this life to be about saying, Lord, we know that it's a vapor. We don't know what tomorrow holds. But God Almighty, we will trust you today. And Lord, would you help each of us in that? And God, I trust you'll do that. May we leave here encouraged that you have given us this day as a gift. May we leave here tonight just praising the Lord for another day that you helped us and used us and led us. And dear God, I pray that we would wake up tomorrow, if you allow that. I pray that we will wake up tomorrow and renew that same commitment. Please, God, protect us from wasting your time. Please deliver us from procrastination, things that you're leading us to do, but we're saying, not today, Lord. Oh, God, help us. Help me. And I thank you for how you're going to work now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.